Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you very much, Paul. While I was away, you did double duty. You covered for the Bills OTAs, and of course, you're always on top of the Sabres and the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Well, we appreciate you doing that, and I appreciate you personally doing that yesterday. Thank you very much.
It was fun to be back in Orchard Park, see some football, see the team back. You know, it's a twofold thing. It seems like it's been so long since the Bills have been on the field, but then it kind of seems like it was just yesterday too. I mean, it's kind of weird. But it was fun to see football and see the team back on the field.
All right, well, let's talk about that. And, of course, it is Bills OTAs, and all of our coverage of Bills OTAs and minicamp on WGR is brought to you by M&M You Pull It, Western New York's premier destination for used cars and truck parts. Let's start with Sean McDermott and what he said before OTAs. He addressed the Jordan Poyer situation and anything else that he said specifically that stood out to you.
Yeah, he talked about Poyer, that he saw him at the softball tournament. And they had a conversation, and he just basically put it, business is business, you know, and you know, kind of left it at that. And also said, and you've heard him say this before, you know, he's more concerned with the people that are there. He doesn't really concern himself with the people that aren't, but he didn't seem too upset about it or anything else. He understands the business of football, and, you know, he said it was a good conversation that he had with Poyer, so... You know, that was good. He talked about, you know, the team being down on Jefferson Avenue after the mass shooting down there and what that meant to the team and him and the things that the Bills had done. And you know, Josh Allen is a leader both down when that went on and, you know, how he's grown in as a leader and how – You know, it was brought up like, you know, Josh always says the right things, you know, whether it's down at Jefferson Avenue after the mass shooting and talking about that and his feelings about that, or whether it's talking about football or, you know, no matter where he is, you know, Josh Allen, he's not ever in a situation where he's got to take things back and those types of things, you know, you know, McDermott talked about the growth of Allen, both as not only as a football player, but as a man, as a leader, you know, since he's been here.
Did Josh speak about that as well?
He did, and brought up a kind of a funny story because he said, don't laugh at me now, but he said, you know how good he is at interviews, how yeah. insightful he is, how respectful he is. And he said, he goes, my dad used to do that. He goes, in preschool. He goes, we'd be in the car on the way to school, and his dad would be interviewing him like it's a post-game interview, like every day. And, you know, so they'd be talking about it. And so he said he's basically been doing interviews since he's been a little kid, you know. And so he talked about why he, you know, is good at it and, is you know, how he approaches it. And he said a lot of who he is and what he does is from his upbringing and how he was brought up and how he was taught the respectful way to live your life and to do things, but also to be at ease, you know, when he does those interviews, because he's been doing them since he's, what, been 6 years old.
Did we get anything, Paul, from Allen on what he's going to be wearing at the match is what I'm interested in for the golf.
He said he's got it figured out. He said Bill's Mafia is going to really like his bag.
Ooh. Zubaz? But that probably means Zubaz, doesn't it?
I don't know.
It?
He wouldn't say. He wouldn't say what he's wearing or what the bag is going to be. It was. I actually enjoyed talking about the golf thing with him. He talked a while on that, and it was fun. You know, listening to him, you know, and he's looking forward to it. You can just tell by talking to him, you know, how nervous he's going to be. But he goes, I may not be the best golfer out there, but I'm going to be the best trash talker.
Yeah, goes, and I can see that.
He goes, we got to find a way. He goes, to be respectful to those guys, but to get under their skin. You know, we got it. We got to get at them, you know. And try to get them off their game. And he said, I asked him if it's going to be weird being teammates with Mahomes. And he said, no. He goes, we have a very good relationship. He goes, it won't be weird at all. He says, we have a lot of respect for each other. And he goes, Pat and I are going to have a better rapport than those other two guys. He goes, they've been fighting and clawing against each other for 18 years. And he goes, Pat and I are just starting to go at it. And he goes, they're going to be kind of fighting over who's going to putt. And, you know, they're going to want to make the big putt. And he goes, Pat and I are just going to be high-fiving each other when we make a putt type of a thing. So he kind of already started the trash talking, you know, in this thing. But it was really enjoyable and fun to listen to him talk about the golf match.
Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. All right, Paul, so let's get to on the field. I know how these things work. I know that, you know, we don't get much time. Like, now, you got to watch whole practice, but it's only one day here, so there's not so much you can necessarily compare it to from a day-to-day basis. But anything that stood out to you, did you look at anybody specifically? Were you watching for anything specifically?
Just, you know, it's so early. You know, it's only the second day on the field, and to see a pass that Josh Allen throws to Gabe Davis. I mean, it was tight coverage. Couldn't have been better coverage. It just drops it right where it's supposed to be, perfectly. Touchdown. And I just shook my head going, this guy, I mean, he doesn't even need three or four practices to get warmed up. I mean, here he is out there and, you know, making plays. And, you know, he had one batted down. He and you know, Phillips is back. So, you know, they were kind of needling each other because Phillips was waiting to speak. And right off the bat, Phillips knocks down one of Allen's passes, you know, and Allen goes, I'm going to hate having him here to practice. I really am. He goes, but then when the games start, I'm going to really like having him back.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, you can see Phillips, he was just relaxing, sitting on the field, waiting for his turn, just shaking his head and waving to him and everything. That was kind of a – but he – you know, but that was one thing. They did have a little whatever it was, pushing match. It was on the other side of the field, and it really was hard to see because Diggs caught the ball and then he disappeared into this every player on the field, and it got into whatever it got into, whether it was pushing and shoving or a fight, or you couldn't tell because all the players got around it, you know. So, you know, that was near the end of practice, so, you know, tempers flared. Whatever happened inside that circle happened. But you know how that goes.
Sure.
There's no hard feelings or anything like that. They're competitors. And as Dawkins said, you'd be worried if things like that didn't happen. You know, they're competitors on the field and that type of thing. But unfortunately, as I said, that whoever was in the middle of it got swallowed up by the whole team being over there. So you could just tell there's something going on, but you really couldn't tell exactly what it was.
So I know we said Jordan Poyer wasn't there, and there is no official attendance given, but from the other reporters and you and everybody that was out there, I think I read that Micah wasn't seen either, maybe Roger Saffold. Dawson Knox was there but not participating, I guess. Is that correct?
Yeah. McDermott said it's just a small thing
okay.
with him, you know, so it's not a real big thing. Yeah, Safford Betker wasn't there. Spencer Brown, I think, had a, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he? I believe he had a minor procedure.
Okay, don't know that. But, yeah, he was not. That's correct. I'm reading some of the others. I'm reading Joe Biscaglia as well. He's got a list here who he did not see out there. And we know Tre'Davious White isn't out there. We know he's injured.
Right.
By the way, on that note, what was said about Tre'Davious yesterday? I'm sure he's always asked about Tre'Davious, and he was yesterday.
Yeah, all he just said is he's on schedule, McDermott. You know, that he just said you know, he said, I've been impressed with him, the way he's handling everything, and he's on schedule. He goes, I don't want to get in any further with that. Tim Harris was there, but watching. Knox was there, but watching. As you said, Hyde wasn't there. Poyer, of course. It's only rumored that, you know, he wants a contract extension. It's never been actually documented or anything like that. So, you know, but I think, you know, we all know, you know, what's going on with that. Jones wasn't there from the defensive line. And
Roger Saffold, I'm reading. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Saffold wasn't there. And as I said, neither was Ike wasn't there either. So, but that's good for the offense, too. I mean, there's only two guys from the offense that didn't show up. And then you got Knox and Brown, you know, with whatever they're dealing with as far as injuries go. And all the rest of the offense is there, you know, all the wide receivers, all the running backs. You know, so all the quarterbacks. So I think that's good because people remember they don't have to be there.
No, it is voluntary. You know,
it is voluntary. So I think, in my opinion, now you can tell me if I'm wrong. You've seen more of these, and I think that's pretty good attendance for the team.
Oh,
as far as having people there.
Yeah, I think so. And look, Stephon Diggs was there. We saw that because he wasn't from what we saw the previous round. The guy that's also there is Von Miller. How did that look to you? How did Von Miller look in jersey number 40 standing out there?
It looks, I mean, it's hard to tell in the drills they're doing, you know, out there now from a defensive standpoint, but the players talked about him. You know, Russo talked about him and how, you know, now that they're there together and, you know, he can have an interaction with them. And he goes, Miller already has been so helpful in the things that they go over. And they're out on the field talking, you know, as things are going on. You can see them out there, you know, and Miller's putting knowledge onto a young player like Russo and that type of thing. So you could see, one thing you could take out of it is the leadership that you could see on the field that he's exhibiting already with some of those younger players who are glad to have him out there.
Paul, we got to get some hockey in before you get out of here. I'm going to start with the Battle of Alberta from last night. McDavid in specific. I know last night wasn't even his best game, even though it was his seventh straight multi-point game. Is he having a postseason here that is, I mean, for me, I don't know that I have any guy that I could think of that rivals it for dominant postseason, because every person I see in social media is like, this is the best since Gretzky or Lemieux, and I'm too young to remember those guys. So
right.
Is this like the most dominant postseason you've seen in decades?
Yes, Gretzky and Lemieux were better. I know that's hard to comprehend, considering how good McDavid's been. But since the Gretzky-Lemieux era, absolutely, you know, this would be the best. And Sidney Crosby and Malkin have certainly, you know, had some great playoffs and some dominant playoffs. But I think I said to you the other day, you know, it was on the broadcast that before the game last night, McDavid already had more points than Crosby had the year he won the Conn Smythe Trophy for the whole playoff. And in 10 games and two more series to go, if you make it to the finals, McDavid's already ahead of that. I mean, that's mind-boggling. I mean, because Sidney Crosby is a superstar, you know, and he was the best player of the playoffs that year. And he's already ahead of him. I mean, that's just crazy.
How much of his performance, too, is impressive given what's around him. Like, what do you make of the rest of the Oilers? Because it's easy to sit there and think, okay, well, he's lifting up a bad team to the second round and now maybe to the third round. And, oh, there's Mike Smith giving up goals that are shot from his own end. And, like, this is how bad the Oilers are. Are they actually that bad to you, or are they more of like an average hockey team than McDavid is lifting up?
Well, Mike Smith has had his moments both ways. I don't consider Mike Smith a phenomenal goaltender. You know, I don't consider him the backbone of a Stanley Cup champion type of a goaltender. You know, as I said, he's had his great moments, and he's had other moments where, you know, he was pulled in one game, and then the next game it started off the same way. Now, credit him, you know, he gave up two goals right away, bang, bang, after he got pulled because of the poor play in the game before, in game one. And then he settled down and played well after that. And I thought to myself, uh-oh, they did this again. I thought after the second goal, he might have gotten pulled again. But Woodcroft did a good job of reading the room and kept him in there, and he was okay after that. So I think that's one thing. I think adding Evander Kane from a hockey standpoint, I think, was a huge move for them. There's never been a question, even here in Buffalo, of Evander Kane being a good hockey player. I mean, there's just no question. I mean, when we're seeing it, yeah, you could say McDavid and Draisaitl are helping him along, but he's a good hockey player. He scores goals. He's always been close to a 30-goal score, you know, when he's played. It's all the other stuff you're dealing with. So by adding Evander Kane from a hockey standpoint, I don't know what's going on in the locker room. I'm not there. But from a hockey standpoint, I think that was huge for them. And even a guy like Hyman, who signed, you know, with the Oilers, I think he's a good complement. When Draisaitl and McDavid are out on the ice together, they aren't always on the same line. But when they are, very often, Hyman, it's either Hyman or Kane. When Hyman's out there, of course, they make him better. But he's a very good hockey player. He's fast. He's smart. And, I mean, I think he helps those guys, too. You know, I think that's been a good addition for them. Duncan Keith, I think his days have been past him for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
There are games, again, where I think, okay, yeah, he's pretty good. And there are other games I go, yeah, things have passed him by. You know, I like Nurse. I don't like to contract Nurse, Scott. I don't think he's one of the best defensemen in the NHL, which is how he's being paid. But maybe to keep him, they felt they had to overpay him. But, I do like him on the blue line. Barry is a guy that can help you offensively on the blue line, but, I'm not enthralled with their defense, to be quite honest with you. So it's a team that has two phenomenal superstars with some pretty good forwards. Nugent Hopkins is a above average good forward, you know, so they've got those guys, but I don't know if the rest of the team, if it's going to get them through the whole thing. Now, they're cutting through a Calgary team that's been good all season long. So that is something that you have to consider, that the Flames have been good all year. And here they are, the Oilers are kind of taking them apart a little bit. So, you look at it that way. Now, the Oilers against Colorado, again, I don't think Colorado has the best goaltender in the world. But Colorado might be able to stay in it from an offensive standpoint. They have the firepower, I think, to do it. So I think that would be a fun series to watch, definitely.
Zach Hyman, Bills fan, by the way. Right. I met his brother at the airport. I was on a trip. His brother came up to me and said, "Hey, I know who you are. You're Sal Capaccio. I follow you on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. I just struck up a conversation." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, what's your name?" He goes, "Yeah, my brother plays for the Oilers." He's like, "He used to be with the Maple Leafs, Zach Hyman." It was Zach's brother. And they're like, "Yeah, we're big Bills fans." I'm like, "Wow, okay, it's cool, right?" Really cool, yeah.
Couture is
Couture is a big Bills fan.
Matter of fact, when I was doing the pregame with Howard Simon, Couture stopped by in the field house.
Oh, nice. There
during the pregame. He was at the game.
There you go.
You know, so yeah, I've actually seen him at a Bills game.
And then Paul Amerks tonight, right? Game 3 against Laval?
Yeah, they're going at it. That series has been basically goaltending. Primo has been phenomenal for Laval. Dell has not been what he had been in the first two series. So, you know, the first two games in Laval, the Amerks weren't getting the big save when they need it. Laval absolutely was, especially in that 3-1 game. Primo made some phenomenal stops when the Amerks could have tied the game or made it 2-1 at the time, and they just couldn't, get that goal past him. So, you know, Primo hasn't had a great regular season. He was up in Montreal for a little while, but he's been basically the number one goalie in the Calder Cup playoffs this year.
All right, real quick. I got 20 seconds because we're way late. I got to get to the break, but give me 20 seconds on Panthers Lightning.
That shocked me. I thought the Lightning would win. I had them in 7.
Yep.
I never dreamed. If you would have told me sweep, I would have laughed you out of the room, and I would have been wrong. I never dreamed that Tampa Bay could have done to Florida. 3 goals in 4 games to the...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.